Well, good Saturday evening, everybody. Early evening, 7:35 p.m. on this Saturday. Rain-free here in the country. Ain't no rain here. Ain't gonna be raining on us. Ain't gonna be no more rain. Ain't gonna be no more problems with some pump. Ain't gonna be no more water in the basement. Ain't gonna be nothing coming down on that wood hillside. Going in and trying to get in the basement. That little varmint. Some pump running. Backup marine battery replaced. Hey, we're seeing dry air in the basement now. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we've had enough rain, haven't you all? Yeah, yep, well, everybody getting hit with rain out here in the area, the country. I hope out west they're getting some rain finally. My Lord, I don't watch the news. I don't want to see it. I see, like, about all the hundreds and hundreds of acres that, you know, caught on fire, and it's always the stupidity of one knucklehead that starts the whole shebang. People, stop being careless when you're camping. Quit being an arson or whatever, Johnny freaking quickfire, light the freaking fuse, light the match. Do not be stupid, you know? People, be a little bit more safe, especially those who can't. Be a little bit safe, you know? Be over protective of where the area you're camping at. Be over cautious. Come on. Be a hoot. Don't pollute. Woo, woo. Wasn't that like, remember, like for the... They used to have that commercial all the time for all our national parks and that. Maybe we need to start having having a freaking fire extinguisher on hand. That's all I gotta say. That's just a shame, and I don't like seeing it. But our property that we have a current contract on, waiting here back for the 5500, has to go under contract, rewritten. Correctly spell it, say it, rewritten, wrote up again. So that was presented to the sellers. We will know more Monday next week, which is a couple days away. And then there's some obvious repairs that have to be done by VA, as I said before. So we're taking it one step at a time, you know, keep you all updated. Out west is closer. If not, you know, there is a property that Rebecca has within her family. We are as interested as well, but we had this property actually we saw first. And I like the mountain view that it has from the back porch, which is absolutely, the Red Rock is beautiful. So we'll see. Go, well, one day at a time, one step at a time. Don't count, you know, don't count your houses before they're signed. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, we're looking at some fires out west that are not near the property, but they're a little bit close to the property. I did not know they had desert fires. So that's a new one for me. I did not know there's desert fires. I mean, why would I not? There is, like, very dry land out in the desert, right? That's how cactus survive and all sorts of little prickly things when you go walking in the desert. So, I did not realize that. And, Becca sent us some pictures and, you know, a little close in the distance, you know. I don't know. But you're going to have that out west. And it's just part of when you change environment, you change your atmosphere. You change where you live, I mean, in general, so to speak. And that doesn't matter. I don't care where you're moving to. When you're moving in a different area, different climate, different location, state, you know, north, south, east, west, whatnot. So keeping our eyeballs peeled out on that. That is what his insurance is for. And when you see a fire, folks, you see a fire in the distance and it gets a little too close, that's when you need to pack all your shenanigans up, all your personal items, which you need to take with you. Take your fur children, your children. Don't forget yourself and get the hightail the hell away. Far as you can. A house is a house. It can always be rebuilt. That's why you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, I suggest you get insurance on your home, especially those who don't hold a mortgage, because that's just another thing sheer stupidity about. Stupid is lighting a match up in, you know, dry area camping out west, which was just, so let's just not go there. So anyway, I've got a picture just to change the topic. Some of you were asking via email. I had a couple of emails regarding what hair color is okay to use when you're going through cancer treatments or you're suffering from something medically. And I think in general, you know, when you change, women who get pregnant and then, you know, after you have the baby, your hormone levels change back. A lot of women lose hair during pregnancy, after pregnancy, chemo treatments, radiation, hormone changes, getting older, stress, your kids stress the hell out of you out. You're losing your hair that way. You know, that was funny, wasn't it? So, I am going to plug L'Oreal Paris makes this new age-perfect hair color by Excellence. And it actually is a multi-layered color, too. So, it has, like, that shimmer and highlights. But here's the thing. It's really, really soft and really delicate on your scalp and on your hair. And that's like so important. And this is a permanent. Now, of course, Eric got blonde. I don't know what he was thinking. He said he had a brain fart when he was out. I actually use the darker color. I'm actually going, because it's fall, I'm going to be going darker. I want to go for a, think of a dark cherry cola, like a dark cherry cola with like caramel, kind of like cider, fall warm cider. Sounds like I'm already thinking of fall, doesn't it? Highlights going throughout. That's what I'm going for. My hair is a little bit past my shoulders now. I do wear clip-in extensions that I have, thank you, Annette, back in Ohio, to make my hair longer and fuller. And I have different colors, actually, of the clip-ins that I accumulated over the past, what, 3 years, 4 years. So it's a wonderful hair color. It's under $10, ladies. Beats when you don't have the money and don't have the time or capability to get to the salon. Salons are expensive. Sometimes that hair color can be more harsh than what you can buy at the store. Don't let the salon or the hairdressers fool you. This is a really scalp and hair-friendly hair color. L'Oreal Age Perfect by Excellence. And you just have to, you know, most retailers, I think, carry it now. You just have to look online, if not, or call ahead of time. So, don't smack the messenger on the podcast blog. So, well, how is your Saturday going? How is your evening? Did you get out? Did you enjoy outside? Did you dodge the rain? For those who are still getting a lot of rain, for those where it is mighty hot, did you find something to stay cool with your family, with your kids, with your fur children? Did you have fun? That's the thing. Did you find a reason to smile today? Most importantly, laugh. You know, and if you can't find anything, look in the mirror and figure out something that's funny, because we all got something funny on us. Or funny about us, really. You know, I always say, you've got to the point of your life and change when you can look at yourself in the mirror and laugh. Or when you can literally just laugh at yourself, right? So hopefully everybody went out and had something fun to do today. Made a smile, got yourself an ice cream, took the kids out for kids out to trails. Did you make sure to get something healthy in today? We all have our cheat weekends. It's a cheat weekend, that's right, back again. Did you choose something, you know, something healthy as well? We have a full schedule coming up. I have this week off, which has been nice the rest of the week. Start back at the hospital next week, and then the following week I have surgery that was rescheduled to remove this tumor from my lower jaw. So that's not going to be fun. But it is what it is, you know. And I've learned too, you know, regardless of what you're dealing with medically, and everybody, including you, and even you, are eventually one of these days going to have something wrong with you medically. I consider your insides like a fine-tuned car engine, okay? Eventually, one of the sparks are going to go misfire, backfire, and then everything's going to go haywire, you know? I'll tell you what the secret is, and I've learned this, and, you know, I've learned a lot just, you know, over this past year. I have grown, matured, and evolved, and I'm telling you, do not constantly dwell. If you have something wrong with you, don't dwell on it 24/7. Not only is it just going to stress your body out internally, but it's just not healthy. And I think really it's wasted energy. It's wasted time. It's wasted minutes, hours. It's wasted part of your life. What I have learned to do, you know, and slowly have learned, and we all do it. We all just dwell too much on our health, and you know, you have to. There's only one you. You're going to be concerned with your health, and rightfully so. You have to be proactive as a patient, folks. Remember, the doctor ain't paying you, the surgeon ain't paying you, the oncology, the cancer team, the treatment team, they're not paying you, okay? You're paying them, and your insurance company, if you have it, is paying them too, which I think we all have insurance with the Obama plan still, you know? Don't smack me either on that one, because, you know, I believe we do. For those who don't have insurance, I think you had to get it anyway, but don't ever, what I've learned too, if you don't like a specific doctor, surgeon, counselor, whatever, cancer treatment center, they're a dime a dozen. There are plenty of others that you can find, okay? If it's not vibing, jiving, it's just not working out, you're not feeling, you know, the love, you're not feeling yourselves meshing together as a team, because your doctors are part of your team that you create. You create the team. Team don't create you. And I've learned that over the years more so than few times, or more times than I like to say. So, you know, if the doctor's not working, by all means, you know, find somebody else. Also got an email about someone stating that they had to have $15,000 or $30,000 or something up front before they could go back to one of these big Mayo clinics. Okay, come on now. The Mayo Clinic's going to say that you have to bring 15 to 30,000 before you come back, okay? And they're giving you an estimate of what it's going to cost, whatever. Go find another Mayo Clinic. And here's another word of the wise. These Mayo Clinics, okay, are teaching clinics, okay? These clinics bring in technology. They use patients to perform some of these new equipment, some of this new advancements into technology. I call it the guinea pig. I wouldn't even call it a guinea pig, because I wouldn't put a guinea pig there. You are the robot that they are working on with these Mayo Clinics. And I come to realize that you can build, if not a better team of professionals and specialists in your area or where you live, because you're not going to be able to see more than, what, two or three specialists at a time per visit when you're going to these Mayo Clinics, and that's pretty much the standard. And I've been told that numerous times. And what you have and you build through your own specialists in your own area, I'll tell you what, is going to be hands down better than going to these big Mayo Clinics, spinning your wheels, okay, spending a lot of money and gas, hotel, spend a lot of time, waste a lot of energy, just to be told, oh, I don't know, I'm sending you back to your specialist at home. Okay, people, somebody's going to say you need 15,000 to 30,000 to step into their Mayo Clinic. Then I suggest you just take your Nike shoes and step on the heck back out, or whatever you're wearing. Find yourself some specialists, you know, depending what you have. If you have a diabetes problem, find yourself a specialist that deals with diabetes. If you have cancer, find an oncologist, particularly someone that specializes in that particular cancer. If you have respiratory problems, find, a lung doctor, lung specialist. You know, wish I could just take all of my experience over the years, like I said, and just, sorry, I'm plucking my eyebrows right now, what I have left, and just apply it to everyone in one just big whoosh on audio. Because, you know, some people like reading. I'm more of a listener. You know, with audio, I like listening to it. I just get bored reading, but that's just me. So that's the thing. If anybody's going to ask you to bring $30,000, $15,000 to Mayo Clinic to have this done, go find yourself a different Mayo Clinic. And those who use GoFundMe, okay? Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, I have lost track how many emails come in on a monthly basis for financial assistance, okay? There is not one gastroparesis organization that exists, okay, that is an organization and that profits, meaning that profit organization that profits, which the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign does not profit. In fact, things that have been shipped for free were actually in the negative, okay? And that could be vouched through the state and through audits, okay? There's never anything profitable. Everything's at cost with free shipping on those ribbons that have been sent out for years, okay? A lot of these other organizations, a majority of them, take donations. They raise money. It's just like a business. Organizations are just like a business. Not like back in the day, organizations would take like pretty much all their profit, and people would volunteer to be the CEO, the president, the treasurer, or whatever. Not now. Now organizations are like businesses, like any other business, and they only have a percentage that they have to turn in as, you know, donations. We get so many, I cannot tell you, over the past 2 months, how many emails about financial assistance because of medical bills. If you ask for financial assistance and you already have a GoFundMe account, I just don't think that's right. I don't think you should double dip. When you set up a GoFundMe account and you're asking the public to help you out with medical expenses or whatever situation is medically that you're going through, I don't care if it's gastric cancer or whatever you're going through, okay? And then you turn around and ask organizations to help you out too. Be people. I'm just saying this because this is my opinion. And listen, I got a bum and we all do. Okay, we're entitled to it. I think it's double dipping. And I don't think it's good to do that. If you have a GoFundMe account, and I don't care if you've raised $5, that's $5 you didn't have before. That's $5 somebody's donating. And I know GoFundMe has a percentage that they also take from the donations. I understand that. But please do not ask other organizations to financially assist you if you already have a GoFundMe account. That's double dipping. You already have $5 more than the family who has absolutely nothing that are asking churches and people to help. They're doing fundraisers and that. I'm not saying people don't do fundraisers too. You know, I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just giving some sound, you know, some sound advice, okay, from what I've seen come across with the website. You know, the first thing I always say is set up a GoFundMe account. Utilize your church organizations. Those are donations. Churches are also businesses. There's plenty of churches that also will, you know, maybe take a Sunday for the donations. They're coming in to take a percentage to help you out. Please do not contact organizations if you're already getting money from the public in different means, and then ask the organization to help you out, okay? There's no organization that's going to say, I'm going to pay for all your medical bills. And if there is, there are, don't get me wrong, but they're not doing it 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the percentage of who they're helping is not that great because they are businesses at the end of the day, they're organizations. They have people that they're paying. A lot of them aren't doing the donation or the volunteering for free now, not in this day and age. And I've seen that a lot. So think before you send letters off to organizations or campaigns. If you're funding with GoFundMe, there's other means and ways. I am a living, breathing, talking right now, proof to you that you can find something that you can do and work your way up to it that can become profitable. And like I said, this podcast blog, Free Yourself My Journey, will this year go paid subscription only, which means everything will be locked down, be paid subscription. There is a percentage, 8% of each monthly subscription that it has to go through taxes and fees and that to have the podcast blog. But it's something that I'm working towards. I'm still trying to figure out what, you know, you like to listen to, what you like to see, what you're finding more, you know, do you like to mix it up? I'm kind of girl spice of life. I like to just throw it all out there. I like to just take that bag of M&Ms and throw some Milky Way and Snickers and everything in it, like a big old bag of Halloween candy. I just mix that sucker up and just whoosh, like dice and just throw it out. Whoosh, and that's what you get each day. You're going to have Pammy the series, the cute little blonde hair, blue eye little girl. You're always going to have her. I have realized I love doing puppeteering. I actually enjoy doing skits with Pammy. I treat Pammy as if I had a teenager or a young child. What would I like to share as far as a video and a little character? And Pammy is like wrapped up in what I would love to share. And a lot of these skits are just things that people go through when you have children or teenagers or young adults or babies. So there's all sorts of things you can do, even while you're sick, even while you're fighting, surviving, thriving, to make money, to help yourself out, to be independent. And, you know, I'm thankful for those that have helped out with medical expenses over the years when we have had so many expenses on our own. I'm thankful. Medical bills will never end. I have something lifelong, so I'm always going to have that. But by golly, I'm working hard around the clock, and by the end of the year, sometime before this year's over, this podcast blog, Free Yourself My Journey, will be profitable. So I don't feel the need to set up a GoFundMe account. And I've seen people take advantage of GoFundMe. And it's really like left a bad taste in my mouth. And like I said, if you're even getting $5, $10, $100, $1,000, and then you're asking organizations to help you out more financially, sometimes you got to sit back and go, wow, I have more money than this family or this child or this couple has who have nothing, and at least I have something to help out. But if any Mayo Clinic's asking you for $20, $30, $50, $100,000 up front, Gina Felicia, take your freaking shoes, take your Nikes, take your clogs, take your flip-flops, take your cowboy boots, hightail the hell heck out of there, get your ass and go on out, okay? Make yourself a team of specialists around your hometown, where you live, and utilize them to your advantage, okay? And if you don't have financial means, a lot of these specialists will work with you. There's payment plans. I know that there's some hospitals, there's like dentists, like oral surgeons, you know, they're up front. They want all the money before surgery, you know, that's the dental world for you, you know. But there are a lot of doctor specialists that will work with you. So these are just suggestions and ideas, and it's just something that I really needed to get off of my shoulders, so to speak, because there's so many emails that come through the Gastro vs. Weirdos campaign website, through the emails, the, you know, online email, where people are asking for financial assistance. Well, if you've got a GoFundMe account and you're already getting it from the public, then you need to sit back and go, really, is this morally okay for me to double dip and ask for more financial support when the person next to me may not even have $5 to help them out? So you see what I mean? And it's, you know, y'all got your Jesus. Y'all need Jesus. That's tomorrow. So maybe we should, you know, get our all y'all need Jesus shirt, all right? It's just good, simple, you know, ideas and suggestions. And this happens all the time. And we just need to watch when we double dip sometimes. And be thankful for what you have. At the end of the day, you have more than majority of the people that you think in this world. You know, me and Eric may not have a lot. We may not have extravagant things. We don't live in this big castle or anything, you know. We have vehicles. We have leases. We have bills. We all have bills in life, okay? But I think sometimes less is more, and living a simple life allows you to live a fuller life. You know why? Because as you can get out, like we've been doing, on your good days, your good hours, good moments, get out there and enjoy life. I've spent far too much time worrying about what's going on internally that I've learned the old, I'm not saying I don't give a rat's ass what's going on internally about me, because I'm very proactive and I respect myself more now, overall, in a package, so to speak. Self, I respect myself, but most importantly, I demand to be respected. And I think there's far more things to do with our lives when we're dealing with ailments on our good days. Allow your doctors to do that job of worrying for you, because that's what they're getting paid to do. So you all find yourself something to do this Saturday evening. We're going to do more Pammy Sim. We're going to be more jiving, talking. We're just going to be joking. We're going to be smiling. God, there's so many things to talk about, right? And women, don't forget to go out. Find your hair color. Have yourself a spa day. Get your better half, your girlfriend, a boyfriend. Have them treat you, okay? And don't forget one thing. Don't forget the pedicure and the mani. You know where you heard this, right? You heard it first in the country. Good evening, everybody. Have yourself a splendid evening. Ha! Ha!